Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Tom Brady stood in rarefied air.
I love you.
I've played Tom Brady and know what that feels like to watch a penalty not be a penalty.
It's still KC all day, baby. It's still Chiefs Kingdom to me.
It's still real to me, damn it.
You can't call that.
I have not changed my mind about Tom Brady.
I can't take it anymore.
There is no right answer when we talk about who's the GOAT. One man's chicken is another man's gumbo.
$275 worth of Alaskan king crab.
Once you have good people,
Son, it's great to have you.
The trick is to try to have continuity. Please God, one more season that Tommy and Bill Belichick.
Welcome to the Super Bowl! Welcome to the Super Bowl!
Our God is an awesome God.
Right now.
No bottle service for them.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, yeah, we had our first emotional comfort room session today with Christian Fourier. If you missed it, well, tough. You missed it, right? Mm. We're not going to replay it. We're not replaying.
No. I think it's
one and out.
Yeah, it's like, and then you kind of forget about it and delete it and throw it away. It's kind of like, and then you wait for to do another one.
And then somebody else gets pissed off in a day or 2 days or 3 days or something like that. I don't understand this Robert Kraft thing this morning that everybody's getting all worked up. We've heard Kraft talk a million times, and he says stuff, and sometimes he kind of means it, and other times he's just kind of saying stuff because he appreciates what he has, and he's been unbelievable, best owner in professional sports, 25 years he's been here. But today he's doing the please God, and apparently he's got everybody in a panic mode here.
But keep it in the family, which is hard sometimes, especially in a business that's so public. And once you have good people, the trick is to try to have continuity. And I'm happy, please God, one more season that Tommy and Bill Belichick, who are the best at what they do, in my opinion, will be with us for 20 years, two decades. In a business where parity, we all spend the same amount of money. When you do well, you draft lower, you play a hotter schedule, and then you need some luck.
Which is all true. And the thing's been unbelievable. This run has been unbelievable. Jeez. But please God, like one more year and then it's over? And people are actually interpreting that like, he just gave the code away. It's Belichick and Brady one more year and then
That's it. They're done.
They're gone.
Yeah, but
it's
code. Yeah, I feel like somebody else in the Kraft family already kind of explained it.
That was Jonathan.
Oh, that's right.
Tom's under contract for next year, and I think hopefully people have seen that there's a real understanding between all of us about how that situation is going to work into the future. And Tom, we're so lucky to have him as the quarterback and the leader of our football team.
Please God, one more season at Tommy and
Apparently.
Bill Belichick.
That legal stuff.
Lord Jesus, please. Let me keep Tommy one more year.
The stuff that Jonathan was talking about, how, listen, we all are under agreement. We all know what's going to happen. Don't worry. Was Robert in that meeting or no? He's praying that he gets one more year out of these guys.
He just says stuff like that. He's just, reflecting on how great it's been and please one more year. He's just saying it.
Keep it in the family.
That means nothing. I'm convinced that, and we did this earlier in the program, trying to go through the 1, 2, 3, who retires first. I think Gronk retires first. I'm not sure it's next year. Mm-hmm. I think Brady tries to play until he's 45, so he goes out second, and he may be able to accomplish that. And Belichick goes well beyond that, into his 70s.
I'm thinking about that. So there's no way Bill is done. Like, you have the whole whole quote that he gave. I don't know when it was, when he talked about not Marv wanting Levy. To be like Marv Levy.
2009.
So in 2009, he talks about not wanting to play into my 70s like Marv Levy, right?
Not doing this crap.
2009.
Yeah. And I would say, I'm looking at this, and I'm looking, okay, so Romeo Crennel is 71, and he's a defensive coordinator. and he ain't going anywhere.
No, he's not.
Here's the thing with these guys. They all get conditioned. They all get institutionalized. They all become Brooks Hadley.
How
right?
old is Wade
so
Phillips?
When they Stop, actually
they don't know how to
released,
survive in the real world.
You know it. They have no idea. I don't want to happen to them what happened to Brooks Hadley in Shawshank Redemption. But they would be so bored.
Are you
he would be so bored.
This league to Shawshank, or is this just the organization of the New England Patriots?
The entire league. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, basically, no. Him as a coach.
See,
leave
agree.
The organization.
I don't think.
What are you gonna do?
I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's going to outlast all of them. Meaning, like, Brady and Gronk. I think Gronk's the first one to go. I actually think Sundays might be the last time we see Gronk in his Patriots uniform.
All right.
Has a lot to do with his contract. Has a lot to do with just him, maybe physically, where he was last offseason. You talk about going out on top. We're focusing on, does Tom Brady go out on top? You should be focusing on Rob Gronkowski more than Tom Brady.
I would say.
He's a guy that might go out on top.
See, I totally disagree with you. Not only do I think he's not going anywhere, he is going to play out this contract, this $12 million contract, $12 million cap hit. If they want to renegotiate, he'll still get his money. Like, no matter what his number is the actual cash, he'll get it, and he'll play here. And I disagree with you guys. I don't think he's going anywhere.
They're not giving him $12.5 million next
year. But what's his money? Is his money cut $5 million a year?
This year, okay, if they want to sit there and extend him for like 3 years, which I probably think they're going to do, I can tell you this. He's not retiring. He's not going anywhere. You want to do this whole, like, who's going to retire first? I'm going to say Brady. Brady
Before
retires
Gronk?
First. Gronk
no shot.
Is old. He's going to be 30 in May.
No shot.
Like, you tell me he can't play 4 more years?
That's an older body.
No, it isn't.
He's got an older body than Tom.
An older body. Okay, do you think? Okay, so he's not playing every single down.
Tom gets
so
protected.
So he's a situational guy.
Rob doesn't.
You think he's worth as much as Jimmy Graham?
Well, here's the thing. The Patriots don't look at awful contracts around the league.
He'll get another.
This guy's an awful contract. Let's give it to him.
Here's why I got him. All right. He's getting at least another 2 years here, right? Then he's going to get an old school brother-in-law deal with some coach that used to be part of the Patriots organization that is either now a head coach, an offensive coordinator, a defensive coordinator, a GM somewhere. They will say, you know what? I need Gronk. Well, he's too much. But you know what?
Well,
I have these younger guys. Yeah. I have this young quarterback. And they need Gronk.
Former tight end, head coach down in Tennessee.
I'm just saying that's the way it's going to be.
But you think that the Patriots are going to look at the $12.5 million next year, and because they know that he still has skills that are still present, and we've seen it the last couple of weeks what he's been able to do. But $12.5 million,
they could renegotiate that file.
But they would have to
extension.
I think. If he's back. They
but
have.
My
to.
Thing is like if
They're
I'm him.
12.5
Listen, want me to do you a favor for putting up with me, for hanging on to me, like and not giving up on me, right?
Okay, yeah, for sure.
I'll sign an extension, but I'm not giving up any. I'm not giving up one red cent. I want all my money, and if you want to add some years and some dollars to the end of it, we can do that also.
It's amazing to me, though, that Kraft said this morning on Good Morning America, okay, national TV show, network show, whatever, and everybody's a buzz nationally. They go, oh, what does that mean? Oh, I don't think it means anything.
Please, God.
Please God.
I don't think of it. I think it's just his way of wording it. Please, God, this has been an unbelievable run. We've had an unbelievable, please,
don't
God.
Don't let it
end. No, don't let it in. Right. And use those words, and everybody suddenly, ooh, they're all leaving. This is it. You know what? They were playing low key all year long, so they could get to the playoffs and make one final push, and then it all, ba boom, blows up. I think you're crazy. This thing is not going to end this year.
No, and I don't
not
think.
Ending.
I think you guys are just exaggerating how bad it is for Gronk.
No, we're not, but $12.5 million, and the Patriots don't overpay.
Oh, my God. We've spent the last two years.
And they're not overpaying for Brady right now.
We spent the last 2 years talking about how unbelievably effective he is, even when he's not getting the ball.
Yes.
Then you go to this game, and you go, he can block.
He's a blocker.
And if we want to shift gears, we could throw the ball on one of the best safeties in the NFL, and he's still going to come down
so
with
I could see them drafting
the
a tight end.
The options are unreal.
I could see them.
He's Megatron. He's Voltron.
Okay. Oh, okay.
He's a
GoBot.
I don't know about that,
but I could see them drafting a tight end. I could see them drafting a tight end, looking at Dwayne Allen and say, you know what? Gronk can do what Dwayne Allen's doing, plus he gives us more. I'm not insulting
him.
I just said he gives you more. No, from the block. Aspect, he gives you more. But what has he done the last couple weeks? He's protected Tom Brady. And he can catch the ball every once in a while. So you bring him back. You get rid of Dwayne Allen. You're not paying the $5 million, and you're paying Gronk $6, $7, $12.5 million
We always read too much into stuff. I understand that, but I don't know. Does Gronk just seem like the same guy to you this year?
No, it looks different.
I mean, as far as what, though, like sounds different. Personality.
So is he maturing?
No.
Or he's going into a shell.
Peter Pan. He never grows up.
I mean, the last time we...
Last time I heard
Gronk was Vroom Vroom.
WrestleMania mojo!
Like, that press conference, Vroom Vroom, was the last time I heard Rob Gronkowski.
I miss Vroom Vroom. The old Vroom. Really good.
I missed the 69 jokes, too. We haven't heard a good 69 joke
Jeff Howe has, like, the polls during the bye week about the funniest guy, the jokester in the locker room. Geez. He doesn't get one vote from anybody.
No.
Rob Gronkowski's not a jokester. He's not a funny guy.
Nope.
Not one vote. Why?
Nope.
Is he miserable?
He was in pain.
Serious Gronk.
Okay, you have a tooth right now, right? You've been fighting through this tooth. You've been miserable. Nobody likes you. Nobody wants to talk to you.
It comes in waves.
Right? Yeah, one. But when that red light goes on, it goes away.
It's been good.
Then we sit here and deal with
nobody
you complaining
would know.
About your stupid tooth.
You and I are the only ones that know he's miserable.
But then I go home at night and I say, you know what? I just don't know if I want to keep doing it. I just don't know if I want to go to work. I don't know if it's worth it.
All right, let's get to a couple phone calls here. Here's Anthony in Providence. Anthony, we're trying to you again, brother. Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
Anthony.
Well done.
Anthony, I can't do this anymore.
Go to Ruben.
Jeez.
He's banned.
Ruben is out in the Mass Pike. Hello, Ruben.
Ruben.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Ruben?
I'm not going with this guy.
Guys, I'm not going with this guy. I know exactly who this guy is. No, we're not going there.
Is he a prank caller?
No, he's going to say something really offensive.
All right.
Here's Matt in the car. Hello, Matt.
Look at you. Look at you.
Yeah. You know some of the time. You know the DNA of the callers sometimes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi, Matt.
I don't know. Maybe he's being a nice guy.
I just wanted to touch base real quick because I know everybody's kind of getting like off track. It's not really Max Kellerman. It's not Rob Parker. It's not Nick at Night, whatever his name is there. It's the guy that's going to be on tomorrow morning with Mutt. It's John Tomasi. He's the guy that should get all the wrath. The guy that was so terrible that he got kicked off the Patriots beat, and the Herald had to put up a huge story retracting it and saying how terrible a job he did.
America's burning, people.
And now Rob Bradford protects his butt. And Alex Reamer, same thing. I think somebody was trying to rip him the other night, and Alex cut him right off. It was pretty funny.
I thought you were going to say Trent Dilfer, because Trent Dilfer is going to be on the show tomorrow.
No, not Trent Dilfer. No, it's John.
Well, call him up and rip him.
Matt, call him up tomorrow and rip him.
There's no denying, and I guarantee John Tomasi, probably more than anybody, would love to have guys like Eric Dickerson just shut up and just stop bringing it up. Marshall Faulk, all those guys, just stop. Do I have to call you personally and say the story was wrong? Like, what do you want me to do?
You don't wish that on anyone.
Eric Dickerson's still talking about taped, you know. Yeah, he can't hide that. People are still believing all of it.
John's got to tell him, you know, call up Eric Dickerson and say, there's no video. I was the guy that wrote the story. There is no video.
Well, there was a video. But the video was of them filming the games from the sideline when they were only supposed to be filming it from like the stadium.
No, talking about the booth.
No, this is a different Super Bowl practice. This is a different video.
The walkthrough.
That never existed.
Oh, yeah.
Never existed.
No, that's the same John Ritchie.
They videotaped their practice.
Oh, same guy.
Come on, John Ritchie. See what happens when you start getting nervous.
What Matt's saying is that Tomasi originated that. That's where that stems from. And unfortunately, you do the mea culpa, you do the apology. No, the source was bad. No, he didn't have the videotape. It doesn't exist. And then people don't hear any of that. All they hear is the original stuff and the original story. So we take a break. We're right back at you.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at a guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Emotion shifts are so real when it happens in a game, and no matter what you do, you're stuck because the other team, they have it. And I'm telling you, the Rams started to shift that emotion. That defensive line, that's a bad formula for the New Orleans Saints. You think about the penalty, I get it. Penalty it was.
I got a feeling I know who Ray Lewis is going to pick next week on Inside the NFL on Tuesday night for the Super Bowl. I think I know who he's picking.
I don't know.
I think he's picking. He's going to pick L.A.
Penalty it was.
Yeah.
Really, could you really sit there and feel comfortable? Here's the thing. How do the Rams flip it? How do the Rams flip everything that's going on with the Patriots, that whole underdog, fake or real mentality, because now they're the underdog. So what is the genius? What does McVay do? What does he do? Well, hey, you know what? Hey, I heard they've already planned out their duck boat tour, you know, and they here's what they're going to do. They're going to go down Boylston.
Say, where's the dope boat?
Yeah. Get the duck boat's ready.
How do they do that? Honestly.
I don't know. He's already trying to patch up because he knows a lot of people do not believe they deserve to be there. And he's already...
maybe that's it.
No, he's already using the face mask penalty that he thought should have been called on Jared Goff. So he's already throwing that one. They got a field goal instead of a touchdown, right on that? Is that what happened? So he's already using that and saying, we got screwed. See, here's a play, we got screwed. Because he's getting a lot of that. It's going to be a very interesting environment at the Super Bowl because you get Atlanta people. They can't stand New Englanders, but they don't really care.
Nah,
it's not like they're going to be nasty and say, oh, you screwed us a couple years ago. 2018. And the L.A. folk, I'm not sure there's a big... following here, and the rest of the country
may hate the Patriots, but they don't think
that the Rams deserve to be here.
Here's the thing about L.A., you guys should know this. Come on. Like, we were down there for the World Series. Like, the L.A. fans are just, they're fair weather. They're fickle. They only want to follow the team if they're good. And once they're bad, I guarantee you every person that jumped on that bandwagon will not be there in a couple years when that team sucks, because they will suck eventually.
Man, I'm not sure they're going to travel well. They haven't traveled well.
We respect out here on the East Coast is Rodney Harrison.
Like that caller right there.
I don't know how you spin it. You know, I don't know if they're playing the underdog role. They're the underdogs when they went into New Orleans and they won that game. So we're the underdogs in the Super Bowl. We're playing the greatest dynasty in the history of sports. You guys have no chance to win this game. You hear what they're saying? You're playing the greatest quarterback of all time. I'm going up against the greatest coach of all time. He's going to kick my ass, and he's so much better than you, Jared Goff. It's not even close.
Yeah, see,
we have no chance of winning this game.
That to me may be something too. Just the whole, So Sean McVay is the new genius. Like, is he going to have his offensive playbook in Canton? Like, if he comes up with some crazy offensive scheme that beats the great, Bill Belichick defense, is his game plan going to be in Canton?
By the way, tomorrow, I believe, we can check this out. I think tomorrow's his birthday.
Sean McVay?
I think he goes to 33 tomorrow, right?
They'll ignore it.
Is that right?
They'll ignore
it. Maybe I'm giving bad information. 32.
Yeah, he'll be 32 for another week.
It is his birthday tomorrow, right? 33 years old tomorrow.
Wow.
Hey.
I love how they're like they took a picture of Belichick like when he was like around the same age, and they put him side by side. Ooh, it's a lot of similarities. I can see the genius in his eyes.
He's not much older
I can see that. I can see. You're
not special. But I don't think it's that hard, you know, for him.
No,
nobody thinks we should be here. They think we cheated that game. You know what I mean?
But Coach, we kind of did.
The funny thing is that Bill's going to be doing the same thing. Nobody thinks we can beat him. We're playing against. Right. I'm going up against the new genius.
Yep.
This guy's a genius. If you're friends with him, you get a job in the NFL. You know, Brady, you're still too damn old. So yeah, they're both going to be playing up. Nobody thinks we can win. It gets hysterical.
By the way, the dynamics of that I think are interesting because I think in Foxborough there will be a little of this. Oh yeah, the 33-year-old genius. Let's see if he can offset what we're going to do right here.
Yeah.
We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Let's see what the 33-year-old genius
best defensive player in the league. We can't stop Aaron Donald. Offensive line, you guys suck.
Oh, didn't they say the same thing about J.J. Watt? Didn't they say the same thing?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a lot of bro love.
I respect you, bro.
Both teams?
It's going to be, McVay and Bill. Like, you know, they have the press conference. Right? It's going to forget about, like, no, man, you're awesome. No, you're awesome. No, man, the way you roll.
How much
you
write up those real.
How do you do that?
I respect you, bro.
It's going to be, that's all it is.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I'm not sure it's going to be. I'm not sure it's going to be real.
Oh, no, it's going to be great.
Lou's buddy, Gene Steratore, on Inside the NFL last night, though Lou's very upset because he no longer uses his hands on the set.
I need him on
and
the
corporate. He's gone.
I need the shoulders back.
He's unloaded any ethnic.
The arms
out. None of it. Nope.
How you doing?
He's just the guy.
Big game today.
He brought
Good
up
luck.
An unbelievable point last night. He talked about the situation of what happened in New Orleans. They showed the thing. You've got two officials right there, right on the spot, one in front of it, one on the other side of it. One of them had to pick it up. And he thinks because it took him and most officials 20 to 30 years, I believe he said, to actually get the flow of the game, he thinks that getting rid of all these old officials is the reason you got that bad call.
I will say this humbly and tell you this as an official. There is not an official that can referee at this level without 15 to 20 years of experience
before
he gets there. But the ability to know what you guys did at the speed you did it, to digest this, and to truthfully, where we do compare, and I will promise you this, because I did play a long time ago, the game does slow down the more that you're out there and the better you are at it. And to be an official in his 40s or 50s, that's great. Like, I feel like I left at my prime. I won't lie to you.
Unbelievable. 15 to 20. So I get the years wrong, but 15
was that to 20.
I was Gene. That is, I don't believe that.
No, there's no more.
There
of this.
Is no.
Yo, like yo. I left my prime.
I feel like I left it my prime.
Who is he? Who is that guy?
What is this?
That is not Gene Steratore.
I don't.
Yeah,
like
he's
this.
Like a Southern Baptist.
I mean, instead, you know, I left it my prime. You know, I mean, hey. Listen, I was, Jesus, I'm a young.
I'm a young stallion, yeah, you know, I'm just strutting down the street.
I'm over there trying, I'm looking at women down the street saying, hey, how you doing?
You know what happens with TV, though.
Me.
TV, you
but
gotta,
now all of a sudden he turns, what's he? What
I don't know.
He's corporate. I don't even recognize him anymore.
He's diverse.
I don't recognize him anymore.
Yeah, he's diverse. He's changed his whole image. He just wants to appeal to everybody. But he did break down the PI call.
To make this a little bit human for the people at home and for all of us, let's remember.
Oh, where is he from?
I think he's from
Pennsylvania. Is he from Kentucky?
Is he like a Southern Paisan?
What is that?
What is this?
He's trying to appeal to everybody.
I'm breaking this down and I'm talking to these things and still framing it and stopping right. And showing you. There are eyes that are looking at specific areas, and each one of those areas are very important as to the legality of this play. And then the official that's on the pylon, that now once he clears that and the ball gets in the air, now we want to get our eyes to the ball. And I will promise you as well, you run this in real time, It's pass interference. We accept that. It's a big mistake, and we all know that. In real time, this is not bang, bang. It's kind of bang, bang.
Mm. I see the difference. Do you see it?
But bang, can I tell you this?
Bang, bang.
The old Gene Steratore, if it were bang, 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 the hands would have been flying.
Oh,
no
it's
hands.
Bang and
no
bang.
Hands. We got no hands.
Hey, ducking for cover. Oh, nope. My God.
We got
oh.
In real time, this is not bang, bang. It's kind of bang. Bang.
The real Gene Steratore wouldn't have said bang, bang.
No, no, no.
He would have said bada bang, bada bang.
Bang.
I'm telling you, some executive sat down with him and said, Gene, you got to do something
that's
with the hands.
Bada bang.
The hands.
Hey,
bada
hey,
bang.
What are you doing here? Hey, watch the whole
yo,
hey,
these utes.
Hey, how you doing?
But they got these utes in the league right now. You know, you take a nice little salty vet, like guy like me who left in his prime. You know what I'm saying? It's a championship game. Hey, let's go, babe. Let's have a good game. But I take these young utes, and hey, the game speeds up. They don't slow down. That play right there, that's bing bada boom.
<It's the OG.
laughs> And it's said to them, yeah. These like bing bada
bang,
boom.
Bang.
Boom, boom, boom. Right?
It's a slower version
hey.
Of bang bang.
Oh, wait.
Like I left it
over here.
They probably told them, Super Bowl in Atlanta, can you appeal towards the Southerners? Give us a little Southern draw. Yeah. Give us a little bit more, Gene. But I thought it was fascinating. The down judge, which was right there looking at it, he's not that old. He's one of the newer officials in the league. Bang. And he's sitting there basically saying, you can't expect him to make that call. Doesn't understand the flow of the game. Takes you 15 or 20 years to figure it out.
I
so what are
that.
We? What are we trying to get rid of all of the old officials?
Because they
Gene's
can't
not,
run.
Gene's
that's
not that
why.
Old. I don't care. Give him little robots.
I always thought
give
it was
little,
crazy.
There give
was
little
a,
wheels or something.
But there was a time where I always thought it was crazy, like when I was playing. It's because you had the biggest ground, the most ground to cover in football, right? You have hockey, whatever, they're on skates, you have basketball, a big deal. The most ground to cover on the biggest field, yet you had the oldest refs. The oldest refs. So maybe it didn't make a difference because it's all running play, but when you see passing plays going down the sideline, the refs have to catch up, they're not catching up to them. Mm. Like, what are they doing? But I do agree with the assessment. Like, listen, you have to, and I don't know if they get it in college, if they get it in maybe these secondary leagues that they got, like the Alliance Football League, they have like a minor league football system. The Pacific League, I think that's just in California. The XFL, forget about the old XFL. The new XFL is going to be a little more professional with hopes of guys going to the NFL from there, like a step above or equal to Canadian Football League.
What's the league that everybody's already quitting already? They're already quitting.
The Alliance? That's the only one that's going on.
The Alliance,
right now.
Yeah.
It starts in February.
Yeah, it's people
the first game is February 9th.
Yeah, people are already quitting.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, the practices are. They're paying
no. Coach,
money.
Coach, I think.
Oh, no, you're talking about coaches, yeah.
Coaches.
Yeah, the coaches are getting poached because all the jobs are coming up.
The number one pick went to the Redskins. Was it Josh Jackson? Is that his name? Josh, I don't even know. Josh Johnson?
Take
quarterback.
Your word
remember the guy that took over out in Washington the last few games? He was the number one pick in that league, quarterback.
So he's.
Like 2 weeks later, he signed with Washington.
Yeah.
Because everybody got hurt. Remember, everybody blew out their legs and broke their legs. Yeah, Josh Johnson.
Yeah, and the coaches leave because you have like Michael Vick as your offensive coordinator. You have coaches quit.
I forget who it was.
You have other coaches who were like Rick Neuheisel, who's an analyst and had a cup of coffee in the league, like as a quarterback's coach, is now the head coach of a pro football team, basically, right, of Arizona, because he lives in Arizona. So who else? Mike Singletary is also a coach. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a lot of professionalism with this, as far as I know, because my nephew's doing it. He's playing for Arizona.
Oh, he's got a job. That's good.
He's paid him. Listen, imagine. So you have to work for 12 weeks, and you're really actually only working for like maybe 3 hours a day, and they pay you $100,000 for 12 weeks
that's
worth
not,
of work.
That's not bad.
I feel like I left at my prime.
Me too.
But I don't understand that. That we're bringing in all these new officials. And that's the problem. You need 15 or 20 years to be able to make a call like that.
Every time Jimmy kisses his kid like that.
Oprah does.
I left at my prom.
She's just, hey, Gene's just trying to appeal to more people nationwide.
I guess so.
You don't want to tone it down?
I don't want to be stereotyped.
I want you to be you,
yes.
But the hand thing, we can't do it anymore.
Like, Gene, we already have Ray Lewis on set.
All the gel and all the hairspray, it's a little shiny.
So disappointed.
Okay, the pinky ring. Got to get rid of the pinky ring. The shiny suit.
He's totally different.
With a big giant collar. This isn't good, fellas.
It's just polished TV guy. That's what he's become now, polished TV guy. You know? All right, there's a famous...
You have to carry a gun.
There's a famous comedian, happens to be from here, and I have no idea what the hell has happened to him after watching the football game on Sunday. We have got to get to this. Coming up next.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Marloney, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Both of those games is exactly what the NFL wants, which is heart attack football games. And I know there was a lot of shit given to the refs, but I think so much of it is them just applying 20 years of rule changes that all essentially benefit the offense. It drives me nuts. I know I always sound like an old man, but I hate it. I know my team won, but those games sucked.
I love this guy, Bill Burr. He's hysterical. Not Bill Burt, by the way. Not funny. Bill Burr. Extremely funny. And he's a local guy, Emerson guy, or whatever. What the hell is he talking about?
What do you mean, what is he talking about?
These were two phenomenal games this weekend.
I mean, if that's what the you want to watch, just two teams just going up and down the field. Can you believe it? It's 56-52. Oh, my God. Now they scored 59-56. If you want to watch that for a goddamn 3 hours, you know what I mean? You're like some fat kid who wants to go right to dessert.
Okay, you call me out. No one wants to see defense. Call me out.
Sounds like Lombardi.
Don't be the fat guy at the buffet line.
Jesus, everybody's attacking fat people today. What the hell's going on?
Same thing Lombardi was talking about.
What is he talking about? So I agree. If you hate a game, his philosophy on football, then you hated that Rams Chiefs game earlier this year. But you really didn't get that.
No, he didn't.
The Patriots defense shut out the hottest high powered offense in the National Football League for a half. Right?
Yeah, it was pretty damn good.
It's 56-52.
No, scoring happened in the last 10 minutes of the game. That to me made it exciting. The fact that the Chiefs couldn't do anything, because all you expected was them to go up and down the field, and they couldn't. It was actually worse than you could possibly imagine. And yet the Patriots just slowly, methodically just beat the crap. See, I like a good fist fight. Like, I love
who
like,
doesn't?
I love it.
Who doesn't?
I know, I don't, but I also hate like what you saw earlier in the year when everyone declared this is the way the NFL was going to be, like when the Chiefs and the Rams played early in the year. That to me was ridiculous. To me, that is Big 12 football has no business existing in the NFL.
Vegetables. No one wants to see any defense.
Even the other game. I mean, you can say the Saints shut down the Rams.
Yeah.
I mean, these weren't 50-50.
I don't know what he's talking about.
But what is he talking about?
This is his podcast.
But the thing is like, you know, you want to watch teams go up and down the field. Did he turn the TV on at the 8-minute mark?
Maybe.
Because 8 minutes to go in that Patriots game, it was 17-14. 17-14 with 8 minutes to go. It wasn't 37-34 with 8 minutes to go. 17-14.
Oh my God. Now they scored 59-56. If you want to watch that for a goddamn 3 hours, you know what I mean? You're like some fat kid who wants to go right to dessert.
Enough is enough. Wow.
What is it like?
I would say this, that Christian
doesn't apply to this football.
Christian might have gotten this right, because earlier in the year, I was jumping all over. I love the high-scoring games, the offensive-minded games. They were terrific, and I think that's the future of where the game's going because of what he's telling about the rule changes. But I think we've seen a turn. Christian was right. He saw this coming. There is more defense.
Well, it's kinda,
defensive stops are important here in the postseason.
It's kind of like, because I noticed that I figured out, realized, like, why Bill Belichick wears that old sweater. That uncomfortable sweater.
He's old school.
He's old school. People who like smash mouth football wear old school sweaters, right? That's what it is. Thank you, Ray Lewis.
Whatever. So this is where Bill Burr really loses his mind in all of this, because he is a really strong Patriot fan. If you've heard any of his stuff, he's from here.
He's funny.
Yeah, he's from Candy. He's hilarious. Guy's really funny.
But he's just off base with football this weekend.
But wait till you hear this, because I don't think there is another Patriot fan. There may not even be another football fan who is still clinging on to this old idiotic take.
People who keep saying that Tom Brady's the greatest of all time, it's still Joe Montana to me. Joe Montana went 4 in 1 decade with 2 different coaches. His Bill Belichick quit, and you're allowed to beat the out of the quarterback. So if Joe Montana plays today, Bill Walsh sticks around like Bill Belichick does, and he doesn't take that hit against the Giants, and he plays into his 40s, I think he can get 5.
Is there anybody willing to stay with that take anymore?
Hold on, but he had all 4 with the same coach. Steve Young came in and got one.
I think you're right.
All 4 with Bill Walsh.
With Steve Mariucci, right?
No, who was it? He was their defensive coordinator.
Who
what the hell was his name? What the hell?
Joe Montana Seifert.
George Seifert was one with...
Details.
Yeah, who needs these? But the Montana, who's sticking to that one anymore? And he's a huge Patriots fan.
Yeah.
So something got up his ass this weekend. I don't know what it was. His team won. A lot of people did not think they were going to win. And yet they won. And they won in an exciting fashion. And he thought those two
games were wrong. Montana's last one. Mm.
Bill Burr, smarter than you when it comes
to... Well, there you go.
Montana's last
damn,
one.
Damn, I only had a minute left to get away with it.
It was Seifert's first year as head coach. Montana won.
Crazy.
So Seifert won. That's right. He won 2. Then he won with...
Steve Young later.
He went to Carolina and just... And that was it.
You have to check out his podcast next week and
who
see
cares?
If he's...
Why don't we have him on?
We should have him on.
Sure. I like Billy.
Should have him on. You know what we can do?
Because
his language
is
gets...
Is he your way?
His language
we
gets... We have to put him in the emotional comfort room and then have to bleep him out.
I think he has his own.
He does have his own.
That was his emotional comfort room.
I like that little segment now.
I do.
I just got to find something to get into.
Hey, boys, we're headed to Mohegan Sun tomorrow. We're doing the program live at Mohegan Sun. Willie McGinnis will join us live in person. And Paul Pierce will join us live in person. We'll get a lot of good Celtic stuff out of
Paul Pierce.
Yes,
who are you going to pay? You want to pay it forward? Go ahead.
Sponsored by Cars for Kids, easy way to donate your car. Right. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. All right, kids, we'll see you here tomorrow. 2 That's o'clock in Mohegan Sun. We're out.
It's over. We suck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.